in, you know, if you go around the back, start getting it. Better maintenance on dirt roads. Road design, safety profiles, and then same kind of thing, cold shoulders, and in a better country. Okay. Great, next video.
Top three first. Access corridors, but we're not just talking east, west, north, south. We're talking north, west, south, east, et cetera, across the diagonal.
Roadway network access.
Correct. And that's trying to use, utilizing existing networks so we don't take any more people's properties. Another one's public transportation. Get some sort of public transportation out here.
Okay.
And then cost evaluation of pay versus gravel, cement, dirt, so that we can try to get rid of the dirt roads.
Okay, so funding for paving?
Deciding which ones.
Deciding which ones we need to push on.
Prioritizing paving and funding.
Correct, because we want
to... Okay. And anything else on the list?
Yeah, we had dirt roads we needed. Either pave them or resurface them in a way that the mud quarry that exists now, that I guess we don't use it anymore out here, that's what causes your mud that is impassable, turns it into crystal when it gets wet. And then we have return of gasoline tax to road infrastructure use only. The gasoline tax originally was paid by the drivers to keep the infrastructure of the roads, the bridges, from collapsing like it did in Michigan. Okay, well, a lot of state legislatures, and Colorado's one of them, have taken it and put it into general coffers, so there's no accountability, there's no, you know, if it's my road and I'm paying for it,
so
I'm guessing
that. So change the use of that tax?
Not change it, put it back to what it's supposed to be.
Okay, a lot of people don't understand that piece, so I think you made it pretty clear, but we're going to keep your notes. And
okay.
We'll incorporate everything
that's said
about the exercise
measures. Yeah, see, that's not a county thing, except the county putting pressure on the state legislature to get it out of the common coffers and put it back where the people have the money to put the roads and keep them maintained.
Okay.
Instead of being wasted on frivolous stuff in Denver. Improve the quality of roads, because I know when I go down Elbert Road, I get to El Paso, I'm on a super freeway. But up until that point, I'm in the hills of the
Okay.
And then we head down uniform road design standard, but I guess that's coming in if they're starting to make that work.
Great, thanks for participating. Let's take you in the middle at the end.
Happy to.
Great. Yes.
I can dance pretty good.
Okay,
number one is funding. We've got to have the money to do this. If we can spend $6 million on a master plan, and without the ability to actually follow through on any of this, so our number one priority is going to be spending. Number two, we kind of lump together north, south, east, west corridors, and we basically extend, widen, and pay for roads that are already there. We don't need to build a bunch of new roads. We've already disrupted people's lives. There are some that just aren't very well thought out. There are some that, they're just kind of miraculously coming to an end and being able to pay for some of the cash here to kind of make
a plan for road improvement and expansion.
Yeah, and then finally, maintenance. We need to allow the maintenance department to have proper staffing with the proper equipment, and then hopefully out of all this we come up with consistent road standards. So everyone knows what's expected, where it's going, and what they need to do. So we need money, we need to fix the stuff we already have and make it make sense. And then we need to come up with money to maintain it.
Great. Anything else on your list?
Yeah, it's just it's a brick about the standards. Well, I think you already know.
Thank you for participating. The far table.
Thank you.